Does that tree have you worried? Want to get it cut down before the next storm? You need to call Max Tree Service and Land Management for your free estimate. Don't wait till it's too late. Call us today at 601-695-1717 or check us out on Facebook, Max Tree Service. Buying Dirt is presented by 601 Sports, Bruce Gray, Land Pro, Casco Cleaning Solutions, Chase Buckles, Mortgage Advisor, Culbertson Cattle Company, Culbertson Concrete Pumping Service, Kirk Douglas Heating and Cooling, Levi Patton Farm Bureau, Southern Ag Credit, Southwest Mississippi NDA Branch, Southwest Mississippi Wildlife Expo, and United Country McDaniel Gray Realty.
Buy dirt. Find one you can't live.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Buying Dirt. We hope everybody's doing well and you're enjoying this spring weather. It's been nice. It's been nice, Keith.
Buy dirt. I've been rolling around in a little bit of it, shoveling it, moving it. My little piece of dirt on earth.
It's that time of year when you get outside and start working in the yard and on your place, and it's a good time. Everything's greening up. Well, it's amazing. We're having an early spring, aren't we? I mean, everything's leafed out. It's real, real good.
About this time every year, I start thinking about artificial turf.
We're going to go ahead and introduce our guest so he will be included in our conversation, Mr. Greg Cole. Greg, how are you, sir?
I am good, Bruce. How are you doing? Good to see you fellas this morning.
Absolutely. Greg is wearing two hats this morning. Number one, he works for Culbertson's Concrete Pumping Services right here in Brookhaven. So they serve all of Mississippi, Louisiana, surrounding states, I'm sure. Y'all pour concrete about everywhere, don't you?
Well, because of the nature of concrete and how it sets up and can't transport it very far, we normally stay in South Mississippi and South Louisiana.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, that's a big territory from
it is
the
a big territory.
Texas border over to the Alabama border.
That's right. And then Greg wears another hat. He's actually a licensed real estate agent with our office.
I say that. You say that loosely. I haven't made good use of that just yet, but I plan to do that, and I'll get much better at it.
That's right. Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. But before we get started talking to Greg, I want to shift back to Keith. Keith.
Wait a minute now.
You
say nothing about this.
Last week you were out of town, man. Where you been?
I went to Utah.
Utah? What in
Never
the world
been to
you
Utah.
Doing way over in Utah?
I just went to Utah. Actually, the trip was to go ski. And we got up there, got on a shuttle, headed to the, flew into Salt Lake City, got on a shuttle, headed into Park City, where ski in, ski out condo was. But we're kind of looking around, not seeing any snow. As we got close to where the condo was, the driver of the shuttle saw us looking around. He said, "So are you guys big golfers?" There's five of us in our group there, my wife and my daughter and son and my daughter's son, her son. No snow. He said, "Well, you know," he said, "no, we're here to ski." Said, "Well, you know, tomorrow is they're closing the slopes down at Park City."
Hmm.
I said, "Okay," so we had to shift and punt, and they did get a little skin, and I got up there. I still wasn't feeling well, so I decided I wasn't going to ski between the high 7,000 foot elevation and recuperating from some respiratory problems. I said, no, I'm not going to ski. And my wife decided not to as well, but they found some snow about an hour away, rented a car, and they were able to drive over and get 3 days of some good skiing in.
I would imagine they had to get up in pretty high elevation.
Yeah, they had to move up to about 8,000 feet. Places about 7 miles away, but it was an hour drive to get there. We had a good trip, had a great time. It's always good being with family. Beautiful. Park City is beautiful. Salt Lake City is as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a valley there, mountains on both sides, and it's just, and I can say, and I can honestly say, I went skiing, and I never fell on a slope.
Wait a minute now. This is a. You didn't embarrass yourself, did you?
A little bit, but I don't embarrass that easily. But I did on a shuttle. One of the buses they've got good shuttle system around town. We were coming up to a stop, and he started slowing down, and I stood up a little early, and those air brakes hit. He hits the ground. Driver jumps up. You okay? I said, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just an old man falling on a bus.
Does it hurt when you bruise your ego?
No, I'm used to it.
Well, we're glad y'all had a good trip. And, you know, maybe next time y'all go out to skiing in April, might want to check that weather, make sure they got some snow out there.
Well, yeah, that's another story entirely, but we're on. But it is beautiful up there. I recommend it. If you're going to go skiing, go earlier.
Yeah.
January, February, somewhere there, March. But they've got year-round hiking, bicycling, bicycle trails up in the mountains and everything. Kind of, I think it would scare me more on a bicycle riding down those mountain trails than it would.
So true. Well, we missed you. We're glad y'all had a good time, but glad to have you back here in Mississippi. So, Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am old now, and I am currently retired from my real job, which I identify as a educator. Now, I had a great career in healthcare education, and it was fantastic. But it was also time to retire and move on. And after that, I took a retirement job at Culbertson Contractors. When I hired on, to kind of be a economic development liaison, where I would kind of interface between municipalities and grant makers and everything in the construction company. About the time I came in, the market in commercial construction really tanked. That was in 23 and 24. It's picking up now. So I kind of do everything at Culbertson's. We all are. We shovel gravel if we need to, and we also fly to New York to meet people that have commercial real estate that they're interested in selling or building or developing. And so it's an interesting career that I have gotten to kind of expand my skill set. There's a deeper understanding now that I have about development and construction in real estate that I did not have whenever I was a college teacher or a college administrator. And I wish that I had could reverse my careers. It would make a bigger difference. I wish I had done this first and then retired from this and then became an instructor, because I think it would have had a much bigger impact now that I understand that blue-collar workers are not individuals that can't go to college. These are really smart individuals that just naturally have geometry and algebra skills. They put it into practice. They can build, lift, move. They do really difficult jobs that requires a higher cognitive reasoning. Not only does it require higher cognitive reasoning and ability, it's also kind of an art, man. The other morning, I went out with our crew, which is, you can tell that they're scraping the bottom of the barrel if the office manager has to go out on the job. But there was absolutely no one else available, including a trained monkey, so I had to go out. And when we were out there, we took this old rough cement and gravel and sand and other aggregate and mixed it together and poured it out of a truck onto a ground. It looked like a wet mess. And when I left there, the finishers had turned that into like a glass top. So all of this is not just simple hard work. A lot of it is art.
Absolutely.
And finesse. And I would have had a bigger impact in my life if I had a firmer understanding of how important the blue-collar sector is to the United States. Now, I'm not downplaying college education.
No, not at all.
I'm college-educated myself, and I'm proud of that. But there are other avenues out there for other people that are just as lucrative as a college career.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people out there that college is just not for them. But, you know, they struggle through high school. Doesn't mean they're not smart, but they just struggle. But they've got common sense in other areas that, like you say, the blue-collar worker steps out, and there are trades that you can get into and make a great living.
Let me offer my son to you as an example. I think my children grew up with undue pressure on me because of my education and position that they had to succeed academically. They took that on themselves. I didn't push them other than I wanted them to make good grades and to understand. But my son has a certificate in welding, and he makes within a few thousand dollars of the same thing that I make as a welder. He's 29 years old, has a great job, great living. It's very lucrative. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm very proud of him. He has a skill set that I don't have. I have a skill set that he doesn't have, but his is more practical. And I think that it'll serve him better over the long haul.
And it's needed. It's something that's very much needed these days. These skilled workers are hard to come by. And
will always be needed.
Will always be needed.
Yeah, your plumbers, your painters, your HVAC people.
Hammer swingers, man.
Finishers, yes.
You know, all of these things, we're always going to have to build and repair, whether it's residential, commercial, automotive, industrial. We're always going to have tradespeople. I really hope, and I think that there is an initiative from our government here in Mississippi to turn our attention back to the skilled workforce. You see there's a buildup with all of the different industries and big agencies that are coming to Mississippi. There is, coinciding with that, a push to educate a skilled workforce. And that's good. That's really good.
That's real good. Well, Greg, you have an interest in commercial real estate, and for good reason. Keith, I've learned a lot from Greg just by being around him and talking to him about commercial real estate. What attracts you to that? I mean, why are you interested in that?
So the reason I wasn't until I came to work for Culbertson's. And, you know, I'll quote President Trump by saying the art of the deal.
That's right.
There are so many moving parts to commercial development, and it can do so much for so many people. Not only do you bring a store or an industry to a community where people can shop and exist and do well, you help to bring in employment. And also, it's fun to kind of work with the city with their it's fun to work with the city and their regulations and getting all of the licensures that you need to build in that area. It's fun to develop that store. It's fun to find somebody that will buy that store, and that store is going to be profitable for them. But in doing so, we're helping the common folks as well.
That's right.
So that's really fun. And it's very challenging. And it's not just, okay, let's buy this land and let's put up a store. There's a lot to it that I was not aware of until 3 years ago. Yeah. I'm still learning a whole bunch.
Yeah, and one thing I learned from you, Greg, is when someone does that, a company comes in and invests in the community, it benefits the community for years, right? I mean, we're not talking about for a decade. We're talking about for multiple decades. It really does make a huge impact. And I think sometimes we just fail to see that or even consider it. But it really does make a huge impact in our community because it lasts over the course of a generation, really.
You know, I think one of the easiest ways to understand it outside of employment is like a quick service restaurant. You know, all of us, we live in a society now where we eat out a lot.
Yeah.
And so a small little restaurant comes into our community that relieves a lot of burden, increases convenience so that we can access food, work more. We become much more productive because of that. And, you know, some of those quick service restaurants, like how long has McDonald's been in Brookhaven? 40 years?
Yeah.
You know, so that is a big economic impact in terms of not only the dollars that have turned over in Brookhaven because of people getting off the interstate to go to McDonald's, right. But think about the impact it has had on juvenile employment.
Oh, yeah.
How many people have started at McDonald's and
started their career
yeah,
there?
That yeah. Absolutely. Their introduction into professional employment, and it's invaluable. You're right. It turns the community over. Those are the reasons I'm interested in commercial real estate.
There you go. There you go. Well, Greg, thank you, man. We appreciate you coming by today. And tell us a little bit about Culberson's and the concrete pumping real quick. And if someone's out there and needing that service, explain to them kind of what you offer and how to benefit from that.
Let's talk about the concrete side because that's the side that I am responsible for. We provide concrete pumping for ready-mix companies and also for finishers. So what we'll do is we'll pump the concrete from the ready-mix truck onto the site where the finishers will then smooth it out. We have line pumps all the way up to a 47-meter boom pump so that we can reach across and through things and access areas that were difficult to locate. It replaces the wheelbarrow. And
I've been in on some of that.
Well, see, if you've ever been in part of that, you know how valuable that is.
You know, and the amount of money that someone saves on injuries and the lapse of time, because you can lay concrete a lot faster with the boom truck than you can by tailgating it. So that's kind of what I do, is that I'm responsible, help to schedule jobs, and also make sure that the billing and the processing and the strategic planning goes well.
Sounds great. Well, thank you, Greg. We appreciate you. If someone has a question about commercial real estate, can they call you?
Absolutely. 601-320-9070.
All right. And if you have a property that has a ton of issues, and Keith, we're actually going to do a show about this a little bit later. You and I talked about it. But Keith is your guy.
I call my little problem properties are me.
So, Keith, if someone's listening today and they have something that's landlocked, there's a dispute with a neighbor, you name it.
If you're feuding, I'll step in between your guns and try to stop it.
How can folks get in contact with you, Keith?
My name's Keith Kavis, 601-201-4048.
For all the good real estate, you can call our office at 601-835-2000.
You'll talk about it in a long time.
No, I'm joking. There is no such thing as a bad real estate deal. It's all good, and we're happy to help you.
Well, we're here to help solve those problems.
That's right. All right, Craig, thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you
your
for
time.
Having me. I appreciate it.
Everybody have a good week, and we will see you next week.